for another episode of Ghost Stories with Angela. I am your host, I'm producer, I'm sound man, I'm all the things. I'm turning my music off. I'm all the things! Ghetto Productions presents, I have my friend Erica with me. Yes. We are in a same slash diff location. I'm basically on the other end of my outdoor seating area, so now you see the trees and stuff behind me. How's everybody doing? Are you guys ready for some good ghost stories tonight? We typically do this on Friday. I'm unavailable this Friday. And instead of pushing it back another week, I was like, let's do it Wednesday. Am I insane? Should we rage on a Wednesday? Like, who do I think I am? Whoa. Hi, everybody. Okay. My drink for the evening is some tequila. A little bit of sip tequila. This is Viquera tequila, triple añejo. It's amazing. And I went with tequila today instead of a mixed cocktail because I only have sipping tequila right now. I only have expensive tequila. I'm not mixing that with no juice. Nah. I'm lucky I even put an ice cube in there because I don't like to mess it up. But cheers! Okay, per usual, leave me some comments in here. Let me know what you're thinking. Give me some likes. Give me some ask questions. So whoever I'm talking to, if you have any questions for their story they're telling, for me, whatever, we'll answer some questions. And don't request to go live with me if you don't have a story to tell. I'll hang up on you. And if I do pick you to tell your story, just cut the fat. We don't need all the details. Just give us the good details. Okay. My first guest, my special guest tonight, is a very, very funny comedian. He's a friend of mine who is awesome, and I really am excited for you guys to hear his story. So please welcome. Hold on. Let me make sure he's here before I... Yep. Okay, he's here. Please welcome my friend, Justin Martindale. Fonzo, where are you going? Come over here. Come. Ooh, so creepy.
Is this too dramatic?
It's perfect.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'll tell you what's creepy is not only the candle right here, but even like the shape of the thing like behind your head. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. This building that I live in was built in 1932. So it used to be a, what's it called, where the studios put all the actors for them to, like, learn their lines. This was, like, their little, like, you know, bungalows.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there's this little shelf, and then there's one over here that was like literally there was the telephone where they were like, operator, I need to connect real quick. Like that was all, yeah. There's definitely some spooks and stuff going on in this apartment building for sure.
Oh, I love that. How long have you lived there?
Probably about 3 years, I think. Yeah. And like all my friends have been like, you know, just get some sage and like clear all that bad energy. And I'm like, no, I want it. It's awesome.
What's funny is I love that. The stories you're going to share tonight don't have anything to do with your house where you live, but you live in a creepy place. Like,
yes.
You have so much to choose from.
So much to choose from. Yes. So this was the one that I was going to give you because I was like, this one I think is very different from most ghost stories.
Yes. Are you going to do your premonition story first? Or?
Well, ask and you shall receive.
Yes. I'm excited about this because we've been doing ghost stories and people share their crazy ghost experiences, but one thing people have asked for was like angel experiences and like miracle stories. And I think another avenue that is mysterious is premonitions.
Mm-hmm.
And you have one. I have like premonition stories, like in the church world, which I come from, we would call them like prophetic words or prophetic visions,
right?
And things like that. So I have definitely had prophetic visions even as a young kid. But I'm super interested to hear your premonition story and for everyone else to hear it. So just jump right in and tell us.
Okay. Well, when you mentioned angels, I thought that was interesting because I remember when we had talked about doing this tonight, I never kind of put that into perspective of, so I've technically have died twice. So when I was right off the bat, when I was a kid, I was very adventurous my mom had just moved me, from Florida to Mississippi to stay with her parents. And I was about 2 years old and I walked right into the Mississippi River and got swept away and drowned. And like neighbors, it was like the whole thing. Like the neighbors came out, they like got a stick, fetched me out, like CPR, all that stuff. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was about like 2 or 3, something like that. Just wanted to see the world, you know?
There's so much more than Mississippi. I'm going to go find
it. I know. Well, and then after that, I remember going to like a family function. I was probably about 3, maybe 4. And I remember just like walking right into the pool, like not jumping in, just walking down the steps into the pool.
To your death.
After a, you know, a really bad audition, you just walk into the ocean like that. Not booking this one. Cool. I know my place. And I remember like sitting at the bottom of the pool and looking up and just seeing everybody like freaking out, not knowing what to do. And I remember passing out, and then my mom jumped in, grabbed me, did CPR and all that, but I didn't see like lights or anything. But obviously I'm like, if you're going to die twice, there's something protecting you. So with that being said, I'm jumping into this story. So I was about 8 or 9. I grew up in Texas after Mississippi. My mother, whose birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mom. She remarried my stepdad. And so we moved from Tennessee to Texas, where I grew up. I grew up in San Antonio. So from like kid to like teenager, all that, Texas is my home.
Okay.
And my dad, his family, he had a sister that lived out in California, here in California. And so every now and then we would have that road trip summer where we would get in the van, the old 1980s van with the sliding door, with the cigarette lighter. Yes, the cigarette lighter that hooked up the TV, watch all the Disney VHS, sing-alongs and whatnot to keep you occupied. And I remember we had stopped, I want to say either in El Paso or somewhere in New Mexico on our way, stayed in a hotel and went to bed or on the floor. I was the tall kid, so I slept on the floor. And that night I had a dream, and the dream was just so vivid, Angela. Like I still remember this dream vividly. It was a man had broken into, I guess it was like our room or our van at the time, and had kidnapped my mom and myself and like took us out, put us in his car, duct taped us, mouth shut, everything. And it was just one of those like really empty vans. There was no seats, nothing. It was just like an empty hollow van. Uh-huh. And I just remember looking at my mom and we're crying and we're like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't remember exactly what happened at the end of the dream, but I remember waking up and being like, wow, like it was a lot. It was a lot for an 8, 9 year old. Like, what do you talk? Like, why am I dreaming of an Amber Alert? That's weird.
Right.
Yeah. Why am I dreaming about my own Amber
Alert? You were the first iPhone alert that came up.
I know, but before iPhone alerts. So no, I would have just been a milk carton kid. Ugh. So then I remember kind of like being really quiet about this and not telling anybody because it was very, very extreme, and I wouldn't like freak my parents out or anything.
And it was a dream.
And it was a dream. It was a dream. So cut to, we pull up to this gas station in New Mexico or Arizona.
You're finishing your drive.
We're finished. We're getting. We're almost into California. Yeah.
Okay.
And we pull over to this gas station, and my dad gets out, and he's like, "I'm gonna fill up the gas. Do you guys want anything?" And he left. My brothers and my sister are asleep. They're babies, and we're in the car. So he fills up the gas. He goes inside, and that's. I'm sorry. I'm very burpy. I have a new LaCroix. Sorry. And so he goes inside and I start freaking out and my mom's like, "What's going on?" And I'm looking across the way through the, from the front window of the car. And I see this van at the gas station in front of us. And there's a man pumping gas and he's staring directly at us. And it's the exact same person that was in my dream.
No.
Yes. He had the same outfit on. He had the same face, the same hair color, and this and he was just looking into our car, and my mom's in the front seat, I'm in the back, and I start freaking out. I'm like, Mom, and she's like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And I go, "That's the man in my dream last night." And she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "That's the man in my dream. He's the one who like kidnapped us." And so the weird part is that like at that moment, the guy puts his nozzle back in, right? And that's when I start freaking out because I'm like, "What's?" Well, I mean, if I had a nickel. And so that's when my dad walks in, he opens the car, and I'm just like, "Dad, drive. And he's like, "Okay," and drives away. And I just remember looking back at the guy, and the guy's just like staring at me. And I will never, ever, ever forget that. So
you
something
look at him like, "Not today, homie. Not
bitch,
today.
I know you.
You thought you could. You thought I wasn't gonna have you in my dreams last night. You thought
I saw you in my dreams, bitch." Yeah. So that was something that I did not know how to interpret because I was just like, "What did I see the future? Like, had my dad not come and." Would this guy have come and taken us? Like what? And just the fact that like he would, like I dreamed this person as a child that I had never seen before.
Right.
That's what's so weird. And I just remember the look on his face, the like, ugh, it was just,
wow.
It was very, 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 very creepy and bizarre.
So
you're the only person I've ever told that story to, by the way.
Well, me and now 283 other people.
Welcome.
Bro, that is insane. Did you ever have any more dreams where you could like vividly see people?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're like, okay.
That's insane because I fully believe that that stuff happens and
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, you got a warning from God. Your guardian angel was protecting you. You're psychic. You're like whatever you want to call it, I fully believe those things happen. And I'll share with you briefly just one of my like quick premonition stories.
Yes, please.
I was young, maybe like 13.
Oh, I was gonna say like 2 weeks ago. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
13, maybe even younger, 12. Well, I don't know. Okay, I was a real bad kid, like 12, 13, 14. So at the time I wasn't that bad because I was with my mom at Bible study. My mom would go to this Bible study and I went with her a couple times and it was an adult Bible study. It wasn't like a kid's, I've been to like youth Bible study. So it was like an adult Bible study. I went with my mom and there's a bunch of adults there and stuff. And I remember at the end of the Bible study, we're praying. Everybody hold hands. We're all praying.
Uh-huh.
And I remember as I closed my, I don't know these people. Like I've seen them at the Bible study. That's it. And they're not like my close friends. I don't know these people. I close my eyes and I see us all holding hands as we're holding hands, but I see this couple over here, this husband and wife that are there. I see them in a wedding gown and a tuxedo, right? And then I see this one woman over here who she's a little bit older, maybe like at the time I'm 12. So she's like in her 40s, like she's beyond like the young baby making days, right? But in my mind's eye, I see her pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And so after we're all done praying and stuff, I think to myself, like, do I say something to them? Do I tell them what I saw in my head? Like, why would I tell this married couple over here that I saw them in a wedding dress and a tuxedo? And then mm-hmm. why would I tell this woman that I saw her pregnant? Like, she's a little bit older. She probably has adult kids off in, like, finishing high school or whatever. So right. I was like, let me just not say anything. I'll keep it to myself, right? The next time I go with my mom to that Bible study, I don't know how much time has passed, but now I go with her again a second time to this Bible study. The same people are there. They make announcements.
Oh, like the sermon announcements?
Yeah, like sermon uh-huh. announcements at Bible study, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their announcement was that this woman, who had been trying for years to get pregnant, finally got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And this couple over here, they've been together for, I don't know, 30-something years. They have adult children that have already moved out of the house. They've been together for so many years, but they never got married. They were just together. They finally decided that they were going to go get married. And I remember when I heard them say exactly what I saw in my yeah. vision, I remember going to the bathroom and like having a very emotional moment to myself, being like, did I just, am I psychic? What?
Yeah.
I saw that. I yeah. saw those things happen. I should have said something. Why didn't I say something? Because then people would believe me that I, and then I just kind of, it was my own thing. Oh, my yeah. mom just left a comment. Mom, do you remember that story? My mom's here watching. Mom, leave me a comment if you remember when that happened at Bible study. If you didn't hear the story, then I'll just tell you later. Anyway, so that was my premonition story or prophetic vision, whatever you.
And how old were you?
That was mine. I was young. I was yeah. like preteen or early teen.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly. But yeah, anyway, kids
have that.
Let's tell your other story that you had.
Okay.
And let's hear it.
The other story that I have was growing up, I knew my grandmother's side is very, let's see, my grandmother's mother's mother's is 100% Native American. So as far as I know, we are like Cherokee Indian, and that has been passed on. It's not one of this, like, you know, whatever it is, I have some like Cherokee shaman in me. So that
ooh, okay.
feels, you know, I mean, look at these cheekbones and this hair, okay? I know. And so I've always been kind of prone to that psychic sort of seer energy. I like I was telling you, I know, like I can look at somebody, I can go into a room and I can look at someone and be like, I don't like that. Or I'm going to get along with this person very well. Like just complete strangers. I know I'm like, I like you or mm-hmm. back up.
Yeah.
And so I was about, let's see, I was probably in kindergarten or first grade, and I was losing my teeth. That's like that, like I had to get braces, and my teeth started falling out. Not like sickly, but I was one of those kids who's like, oh, I want my teeth out. Like I loved pulling my teeth out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, weird. Okay. I know. Yeah. So I was always the kid, like my mom would be like, stop playing with your teeth. And I'd be like, I'm not. You know, and so I had lost.
You're like, it's loose. Let's yeah, it, pull it.
Like I loved the thing. Like ah, and so one night I went to bed, and I wasn't like a big like tooth fairy, whatever. Like I knew my parents like put a dollar like.
If you tell me the tooth fairy's real and you saw the tooth fairy at your house, I'm a
right now. Well, here's what's happening is that I had put my tooth under my pillow that night, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night. I want to say it was like 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I remember waking up, and I don't know why, my door was open, And I remember, and again, vivid, I remember this forever. The hallway like lit up, like it like glowed. It was like a glowing hallway leading into my room. And I remember having my eyes closed, and I was like, what the hell is this? And all of a sudden, this like entity had come into the room. It was like a full figure. It wasn't like a pixie or a fairy or anything. Like, it was like a full figure, a glowing entity of something or someone, and walked like a human over to my bed. And that's when I started getting like really nervous, because I was like, is this coming over to my bed? And I remember leaning down. I couldn't make a face. I just remember being so bright in my room. And that's when I realized, okay, I need to close my eyes, because I don't want to A, get caught and ruin my dollar,
Okay.
or get caught and like something could happen to me or whatever. So I just remember clenching my eyes so close. I was just like, I'm asleep, I'm asleep, I'm asleep, I'm asleep, I'm asleep. And waiting for like either it to touch me or to like lift my pillow to put the money under the pillow. So I was gonna feel something. I knew something was gonna happen. And it didn't. And I waited and I waited and I waited. My heart was racing, my breath started calming down, and that's when I woke up and like everything was gone. Everything was gone. And
Wow.
I checked under the pillow, and there wasn't anything there. So it's just like, what the hell?
Two-thirds you ever giving on money?
You just wanted to spook me? That's what my check was, getting spooked.
Oh, hell no.
And so from then it went into like little things, like, even in this apartment, every now and then I'll get like a something will fall, something will move, all that kind of stuff, and I just kind of embrace it and see it, just because it's not a harmful spirit. But this moves into the next story, was when I was in high school. My dad had taken my siblings to on a vacation. I was left behind. I think I had something to do with school, and I couldn't go. I don't remember. But I had come into the house from outside. It was that morning. They had all left, and my mom was still left in the house. And so I was in the kitchen making breakfast, and all of a sudden, oh, wait, I forgot to mention this. So, the house that we lived in was, wait for it, built on an Indian burial ground. Tale
Always.
as old as time. True as it can be. Yep. I mean, if you have not seen Poltergeist, what could go wrong? So it was called Shavano Park. It was the Shavano Indians of in the Texas area had lived there. Oh, that's where my Drake just moved. Okay. So I was in my, I'm like, look at him, like, show yourself, Babadook.
Your curtain drape just moved.
Yeah, it just went whoop. So
Wow.
I had walked inside, I was making some breakfast. And all of a sudden, I just heard this door just slam, like a slamming hard door, like the loudest you could slam a door. Like, I think I even told you, it's like, I feel like it was like, if it was like the strongest man had just
Yeah.
an angry rage. Not that women can't slam doors hard too, but this was like the circus strong man. Slammed a door like
Not that women
hard.
can't do it.
Yes,
We
I am
all
an
hear.
equal opportunity door slammer in
Yeah.
my house. So, but so I freaked out, because I was just like, what the hell was that? Because I thought I was alone. I knew my mom was in her bedroom, so I'm automatically thinking like, well, maybe my mom and dad are having like a fight. But this is like this. If this is like what's happening, I need to like either get involved or call the cops or something, because we are slamming doors in this household and we do not do that. And so I run over and I open the door, and it was the doorway that led into my parents' bedroom. So I open the door, and then I open the door being like, hello. And my mom's in there, and she's like, why did you slam the door like that? It scared the shit out of me. And I was just like, I didn't slam the door. I thought you slammed the door. And she's like, "Well, who's here?" And I'm like, "It's just me and you." And she's like, "Well, where were you?" And I'm like, "Well, I was in the kitchen." She's like, "What was that?" And to this day, like, I'm actually going to call her tomorrow and tell her I did this podcast, because I actually want to like see if she remembers, because it still was just like, "What the hell was that?" And from then on, I remember seeing like shadows in the backyard. I remember seeing like visions and whatnot. Yeah, it's always followed me around, and it gets to the point where I can talk about it, and people are like, nope. But I embrace the spookiness of everything, and I embrace the spooky side. But yeah, that was definitely something. I just feel like the spirits and energy are always kind of around me. So,
Well, that's good that you embrace it, and
yeah.
it's not something that like messes with your life, you know,
Yes.
and that kind of thing. But it's something you're aware of, and you're like, "Oh, hey, ghost, how you doing? Thanks for saying hi with a little blind drape moving over
Yeah,
there."
yeah. Well,
That's
and it, you know, and it wasn't, and I saw somebody in the comments was like, "Oh, it was a breeze." And I'm like, "No, the windows were all closed. We didn't open our windows. We
oh.
no, it was that was not a breeze was would not slam a door." And we had a lot of doors in that house. And why would that be the only one that was slammed? So.
I was at a venue in Cleveland. I've talked about it on the show before. But as soon as we walked up to the side stage entrance and the stage manager was there welcoming us, the door was being propped open and there was like a little baby gust of wind. Like my hair maybe went like that's it. It was a baby gust of wind and then the door started closing, but the door was being held open by a metal cylinder block.
Yeah. Explain it. Come on, Clarissa. Clarissa, explain it. Yeah, I
Anyway,
totally get it.
bro, thank you so much for joining me
Of
tonight
course, of
and
course, of course. It's so
sharing
good to
your
see your face.
stories. I love that you have so many more stories that I'll just have to wait and hear the
Yeah,
rest of them.
I'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thank you so
You
much.
got it. I love you, and thanks, guys,
Love
for
you.
watching.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh my gosh. Hey, everybody. Okay, so crazy premonition stories. Who's next, Erica?
True Lady 818. She was in a toxic relationship when she was pregnant.
Ooh, so this is a premonition story. A premonition story. She was in a toxic relationship when she was pregnant. What is
True
her name?
Lady 818.
True Lady 818. Spell it. T R
TRULADY.
U. True Lady. There she is. 818. Anna. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Ghost Stories with Angela, and this episode is being extended to premonition stories. So I read your comment and I was like, ooh, I for sure need the cheesemate on this story right here. So tell me, just jump right in, tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was 8 months pregnant with somebody who I was dating at the time, and I had no suspicions of him cheating or anything like that. So one night, we weren't living together yet. So one night, I had this dream where he had cheated on me, and at the time, we were both going to, I was doing beauty school, he was doing barbering school. That's
Had
where
you
we
ever
met.
had a cheating dream before?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we were going to the same school, and that dream, he had cheated with somebody that was at that school, but I never got to see her face. The dream was just telling me that this person was there at the school, so I didn't think much of it. The next day, coincidentally, I see him, and we're supposed to go to church that day, so we're sitting in the car, and I'm telling him about the dream. And he's just like all nonchalant about it. He's like, "Really?" He's like, "No, I would never do that, blah, blah, blah." So I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Didn't think anything of it. So the following week, I had already graduated beauty school, and I was picking him up. He was still in school. And then there's this tap on the window. I was waiting in the car for him. And it's this guy. So I roll down my window and I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, like, how can I help you? So he's like, hey, you know, is your boyfriend? And he says his name. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, that's him. And he's like, oh, well, on Saturday, he was with my wife.
Oh!
Yeah, so I'm like, what? So he shows me the phone, shows me the messages and all of that. Yeah. So, yeah, he ends up cheating that night that I had the dream with the girl from school.
So when he was telling you, I would never do that, he was on his way that night to go cheat, or he had just cheated?
And he had just cheated. Yeah.
And the Oscar goes to.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
So how did you handle it? Did you confront him and be like, see, I told you, I know, don't be trying to hide from me because my dreams will tell me? Like, how did you handle it?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, even at the time, like, I didn't really think much of it. The dream obviously didn't come to my mind when all this was going on. And at the same time, I was pregnant. So I was just thinking other things. But no, I mean, I did confront him and the girl. It was like drama, of course. But right. No, like, he just, it just never came up. Like, we never talked about it again, about the dream. Like, I mean, I started thinking that maybe I'm not that religious, but he was, okay, so he's the type of Christian who says, you know, like, oh, all lies come to light, you know, kind of person that preaches a lot but doesn't, you know, do. Yeah, so when I do remember telling him that, I'm like, did you ever think about that? Maybe that's why I had the dream, you know, because all lies come to light, you know. But yeah, that was pretty much it. Like, after that, like, we just didn't talk about it.
And then you guys broke up, or is he still?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're not together anymore. No.
Okay.
No.
I don't want to say anything.
No.
No judgment here. You do you. I'm doing me. But I was like, oh, I hope she's not with this guy no more.
No. And I mean, that hasn't been the only time, too. Like, that's when it first started that I started realizing these type of dreams that I had. There was
these type of dreams often.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been times, just recently, real quick, my future brother-in-law, there was a time that we worked together, and I had this dream where he was feeling really sick, and I was telling him my dream, like, hey, dude, like, you don't look so well. Like, he was sweating, he looked pale. So then, like, the next day, I was telling my fiance now, which is his brother, and I was like, hey, you know, I had this dream about your brother sweating, whatever. I was like, do you think I should tell him? So same thing with you. I'm like, should I say something? You know, it's like, I don't know. Like, they're going to think I'm crazy. I ended up telling him, and then I told him, like, hey, I had this dream last night about you that you felt this way. I'm like, maybe you should go see a doctor. Like, maybe my dream's trying to tell me to tell you to go see a doctor. So he just looks at me. He's like, you're a witch. And I was like, what? Why? And he's like, because. He's like, just the way you're describing it. He's like, I was feeling like that last night. He's like, I was not feeling well. He's like, I was sweating. I was, like, throwing up. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
wow.
So, yeah. So then after that, I've been trying to pay attention to my dreams because I feel like sometimes they're trying to tell me something.
Oh, for sure. I fully believe that our dreams are giving us messages. And I believe God speaks to me in my dreams. I've had crazy dreams since I was a kid. My mom's in here watching right now. She can comment in here, and she knows I've had crazy random, like, symbolic dreams and and stuff like that. But I fully believe that God speaks to us in our dreams, and I think some of us have a gift, like you have a gift for sure. Not everybody has the gift of getting dreams and then being able to actually look at them for what they are,
right?
And be like, I'm gonna pay attention to this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And because even now too, sometimes just randomly, like, I dream of people that, like, for example, high school, you know, people that you have a locker next to, you never talk to them, you just see them.
Right.
Yeah, I've had dreams where I see people that I haven't seen or spoken to ever in years, and give it a few days later, I see them crossing the street, or I see them at the store. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I fully believe it. Well, hey, thank you for sharing your story, your chisme story. I was real interested. I wanted to know how it ended. And yeah, keep paying attention to your dreams.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
I am seeing some real, I had a dream. I was at a funeral and all my family was there, but I couldn't see who was in the casket. Then when my grandma passed, it was the dream I dreamed it before it happened. Whoa! Celebrate with Katrina. That is crazy. I know that people do have dreams of someone who has either just passed or they're about to pass, and it's almost kind of like a warning type of thing. So that is very interesting. I see there's a bunch of bots in my Instagram live tonight, and I can see people being like, what's going on with these comments in here? Who knows? We've never had this many bored people or just like robots saying words in here. So apologies. Just honestly ignore those people because they will leave if they're not getting the attention that they crave in their life. And you know what? Just bless them. Lord, we just bless these people who need the attention in their lives that they have to write the word penis, hoping that somebody acknowledges their existence. So Lord, just bless them in their penis. Bless them in whatever they need, God. Bless their identity and whoever they are, Lord. We just bless these people who clearly need a hug, preferably a hug from somebody who respects boundaries, because maybe somebody didn't back in the day. I'm not quite sure. I don't know them. But God, we just pray for them and their trauma from their childhood, that you would help them to let it go, Lord. Just bless them. Ho! Feel it. Okay, so hopefully all the bots are gone now. And yes. Okay. Who is next, Erica?
Katie K. Carlson, 928. She grew up in a 100-year-old house.
Katie K. Carlson, 928.
K underscore Carlson.
Grew up in a 100-year-old house and has some stories for us.
And her mom would always see a little girl on the stairs.
Ooh, a little girl on the stairs. Tell me more, Katie underscore Carlson, 928. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Katie?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have some randos in the comment section today, but we're just ignoring those. Oh my God! Somebody says you exercised the bots, Mater. Oh, that's funny. Okay. So you grew up in a 100-year-old house.
I did. So the house I grew up in was built in like 1912, and I lived there my whole life until college. So the house being as old as it was already creepy, but the stairway seemed to be the creepiest area of the house. Like, our dogs literally would just sit at the bottom of the stairs and just stare at them. Like, you couldn't get their attention or anything. Like, real creepy. But there was one night when I was like 12 or 13 and I had gone to bed and my mom was sitting downstairs, and she said all of a sudden she heard someone go mommy in a little girl's voice, and it was coming from the stairs. And she was kind of confused, like she didn't know like why I would be calling her mommy at that age. Mm-hmm. So she kind of ignored it and she kept hearing it. So finally she gets up and comes upstairs to like see what I needed, and I was sound asleep in my bed. Mm-mm. And she asked me about it the next morning. She's like, were you on the stairs calling for me? Like, did you need something? And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh no.
And then if you fast forward like 15 years, they've been remodeling this house for almost my whole adult life. And
your parents?
Yeah. So they still live there.
Still lives there, but you moved out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were remodeling and they had ripped up the flooring that was in the closet underneath the stairs, and they found the old basement stairs to the house.
And wait, so you knew there was a basement, but that you had different stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And these were the original stairs.
Yeah. So I told my mom I was never coming home again, because I'm convinced, like, this little girl, like, fell down the stairs.
Something. Or
I'm like, nope, I'm good luck.
She got sewed up in the stairs. They were like, we're just going to plaster this, close it up, build some new stairs. And she's like, but wait, mommy.
Right. Yes, exactly. Oh, it's terrifying.
I would love to find like secret stairs, secret doorway, secret room. Like
at someone else's house.
Yeah, somebody else's house. Not my own house. That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do your parents experience anything, or was it just the mommy voice that one time when you were a kid?
No, there were other weird things growing up. There was one time I was at home by myself and I thought my mom had come in the front door and she was yelling my name. And so like I answered back cause I was in the kitchen. I was like, yeah. And then I come out and there's nobody home. I mean, we see our dogs that have passed away in the house. What's weird is like the house has always been creepy and there's always been random things that have happened. But once my grandpa passed away, we brought some of his ashes into the house. And now the house seems to not have any activity.
Wow. So I don't know
if we, like, help them, like, pass over or what happened. But,
yeah.
I'm glad.
Maybe your grandpa's ashes came in and he had a little talk with these other spirits. Was like, listen, just go ahead and cross over. I'll take it from here. Y'all are good. Go ahead and bounce.
Yes.
Your grandpa's protecting you like that. Well, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And give your parents my love.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I would like to find a secret something in my house. Like, I would like to find, like, even just, like, digging up, what do they call it? Like, time capsules. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be fun to find like a time capsule or something. Like in the wall. Old love letters. Old love letters in the wall. See, I like that. That feels better than a dead ghost body.
Yeah.
Who's next?
We have Johanna Jodette 97.
Joanna Jodette 97. Oh, Johanna.
Jodette 97.
I feel like it's pronounced Joanna, but maybe it's Johanna. I don't know. Let's ask. What's her story?
A teeth grinding ghost was in her hallway and it snatched the blankets off her mom's bed.
Whoa. Hello.
Welcome. Hi. Can you hear me?
Pronounce your name for us.
Johanna.
Johanna. You were closer.
I was right.
You were closer. You said Johanna. But you technically won this battle of do you say the H or do you not say the H? Erica won. Yeah. I lost. Okay, so you have a teeth grinding ghost story.
Yes.
This is the house you grew up in. Are you still there?
No. We don't live there anymore. It's when we first moved to Texas. I'm originally from Texas, but we moved back to Texas when I was about 14. So that's when it happened.
Let me tell you something. A lot of these stories come from Texas. Wow.
Yes, girl. We don't play.
What's
we don't
happening?
Play. I don't know. I don't know.
Cross over, okay? tell us this story. What part of Texas were you in?
I live in Houston.
Okay. So, and the house that we're talking about was Houston?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And so, okay, so I was about 14, 15 years old, and it was just my mom, my little sister, who was about 4, and I. My dad was working overnight, and I was the only one up in the whole house. My mom had been asleep for a few hours. And let me just say, we have always experienced things, whether it's where I used to live here in Texas, no matter what. My mom and I especially have always gone through things, but this was something that we experienced together. It was just like a joint experience. And so I was laying in my room and I was getting ready to go to bed. And it was a really small house, one hallway where all the bedrooms were. And at the end of the hallway was the living room and the kitchen. And I opened the door. I always leave the door open. And I laid down and I had my back to the door. Now, on your previous episode, I saw one of your guests say that your brain kind of makes an excuse for what you're hearing. So you don't immediately freak out, you know, because you're just like, oh, that's all it is, you know? And so I was laying in my bed back to the door. It was had to have been past 1 a.m. And I hear my mom get up. I hear her get up and walk from her bedroom to the kitchen. And we were remodeling the house, so there was a lot of junk in the hallway. There was tile, buckets, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And I hear her kind of knocking that stuff over, and I was like, what the hell? Like, why is she? Okay, whatever. But while she's walking from her bedroom to the kitchen, I could hear really loud teeth grinding, and it's just going and going and going.
Wait.
And
so you hear teeth grind, like, I'm trying to, like, the scratching of the teeth, like.
So the only reason I knew specifically that it was teeth grinding was because my little sister would do that when she was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And so I immediately assumed that my little sister was with my mom. Okay. And she was, for some reason, carrying her to the kitchen or to the whatever. So in my head, I'm like, okay, my mom's just bumping into everything in the hallway, and she happens to be carrying my sister, who's grinding her teeth like crazy because it was super loud. And so I lay there and I'm wide awake, and I'm waiting to hear my mom walk back from the kitchen, and she never did. So I kind of start worrying, and I'm like, well, what the hell, what's she doing over there? It's like 2 a.m. whatever. And so I get up and I look out the door and I notice that all the lights are off. So I was like, well, where is she? You know, she never came back. I go back to my mom's room and she's already in bed. And I'm like, okay, maybe I just didn't hear her walk back. No big deal.
Right. Right.
So I see her laying in bed and she's stiff as a board, just laying there like a statue. And she has no blankets on her. And I walk in there and I'm like, Mom. And she goes, what? Like, just immediately, like, she's already awake. And I'm like, okay. Was that, did you just, and she goes, what? And I'm like, did you just walk down the hallway with Gisella, my little sister? And she goes, what? And I'm like, did you just walk down the hallway with her? And she's just like, yeah. That was me. And she's like, go back to bed. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. Okay, fine. It was her, you know.
Right.
No big deal. One thing I noticed, though, when I went to go ask her this, I noticed that all the sheets and the covers were on the ground. But obviously, I didn't think anything of it. I don't know why I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
But I was like, okay, it was her, whatever. Went back to bed. No big deal. The next morning, I wake up. And my mom is literally shaking me. She's just shaking me. And she was like, Johanna, wake up. And I'm like, and she goes, tell me what you heard last night. And I go, I told you what I heard last night. It was you. You walked to the kitchen. And she goes, just tell me what you heard last night. And I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I heard you bumping into everything. And you were carrying Gisella because I could hear her grinding her teeth, but it was really loud. And she's like, Mija, that wasn't me. And I was like, and I immediately woke up and I'm like, what do you mean that wasn't you? Of course it was you. She goes, Mija, right before you walked into the room to ask me that, all of my sheets from my bed got pulled off of me. And I was like, and I go, what? She goes, when you walked in, the bed covers had just gotten yanked off of my bed to the ground off the foot of the bed. And she goes, and I started thinking, I was like, no wonder you were already awake. And she goes, yes. She's like, I didn't sleep last night. And I was like, so we both experienced something at the same time, basically.
Okay. First of all, that twist right there made me do my ugly face. I was like, oh my god, just like all my okay. One thing that I thought of when you said you heard the teeth grinding real loud, and then so you assumed it was your sister. It's interesting, like, the girl before you was talking about she heard somebody, like, call her, and she went to check, and no one was home. How, like, spirits or ghosts can mimic sounds. Like, you heard teeth grinding.
Right.
Because you know your sister grinds your teeth. Like, a familiar sound.
Right.
That is so crazy to me, even just that alone. And then just your mom being like stiff as a board when those things, her blankets got pulled off of her. And then I wonder why she said, yeah, that was me that night when you asked, did you go to the kitchen? I wonder why she said that. Right. Yeah, I did. That was
she, I talked to her, and let me just say, I want to give props to my mom because she was holding it together. She didn't want me
to get scared.
Freak out. Yeah. And so she said she didn't sleep that whole night, and she took one for the team because she didn't want everyone to be freaking out. And so she just was like, yeah, go to bed, go to bed. It was me, you know?
Wow.
And so she sat there, you know, with everything that just happened and just let it marinate, I guess, all night. And so that's, I mean, I was really surprised that she was able to have that self-control, but she right. did it.
Shoot, if that was me, I'd be like, I'm gonna need you to come sleep with me tonight. I'm gonna need you to sleep right here in this bed with me. Actually, you know, I'm gonna come to you. I'm gonna go sleep in your room.
I know.
Move over. Let's roll. Go get
girl.
Free. What's your sister's name?
Gisella.
Just go get Gisella. We all gonna just bunk up right here tonight. And
but I kid you not. I kid you not. That was a drop in the bucket for things that happened in that house or that happened to us as a family. So, yeah. I mean, it was just. But that was, I'm sorry, that was special because it was both of us. We both experienced it at the same time, you know, it was just.
And the fact that it's both of you or your whole family that experiences it is also another interesting thing because a lot of times it's just one person who has the gift or who can see the spirit or whatever it is. But when it's like the whole family, shoots. Dang. Well, thank you so much.
For thank you.
That was a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I love your lashes.
Like, oh, thank you, girl.
Lord, help. I just lay hands on my lashes right now, God. Just like extend, Lord. More, Lord.
Oh, don't worry. No, they're not real, so don't worry.
Thank you for joining.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
See, now it gives me the option to remove the person from my life, where last week I had to ask them to hang up because I didn't have a hang up button for them. Okay, that was a good one, y'all. We have what, two more?
Julie Hernandez 625.
Oh, this is the last one.
Yes.
Last Julie one.
625. It's JULIHRNDZ 625.
Okay, what's her story?
She had the spirit of a child and a demon follow her home after taking a shortcut through a graveyard when she was late to school.
Oh.
That's why you should always be on time.
See, that's why you gotta set your alarm. For 15 minutes early. Who am I? I'm late everywhere.
Why were you always late to school in high school?
I was always late. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I was always late to school because in elementary school, I was always late because I was watching Regis and Kathy Lee. Because Regis and Kathy Lee started at 9 a.m. on the West Coast, at least, started at 9 a.m. My bell rang at 9, the tardy bell rang at 9:15. So I would watch the first 15 minutes of Regis and Kathy Lee, and then as soon as I heard the tardy bell, then I would take off running to my school because I live right next door to my school, and I was late every single day. And then here I am today, an adult, still late everywhere I go.
Same. No, back in high school, I hated going to school. So I would literally find an excuse and just be like, Mom, I'm going to go in like during third period. And my mom, like, just stopped fighting me on it. And she was like, you know what? Whatever. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. Well, tell us the time that you were running late and you were like, you know what? I know it's a cemetery. There's dead people there. But I'm going to go by myself. Let's just do a little. Let's
get there fast. The main road actually has two cemeteries on each side. And I thought the side that I was going to pick to walk on that the school was on, because I didn't feel like crossing the road after I crossed it. I thought it had a sidewalk. Well, it didn't. the other side had the sidewalk. And that
you picked the wrong side.
I did. I really did. And I should have took the other side because this trip just, it messed me up. It really messed me up. So honestly, like I felt something like kind of push me when I was walking through the cemetery. And I actually tripped and fell down a little hill. So my pants got all muddy. And I saw shadows out of the corner of my eyes.
First of all, I was very rude, right? Ghost. I'm just trying to get to school. I was running late. This has nothing to do with you. You did not need to push me. I am not here to vandalize your grave site. There is no need to push and shove, sir.
Yeah, and it was during the time where winter was turning into spring, so everything was muddy. Like, all the snow was melting, so I got mud, like, all on the back of my pants.
M_low29 would like to know, does this story take place in Texas?
No, it actually takes place in Rockville, Maryland.
Ooh, Maryland. Okay, yeah. This is a new one. I like this.
This is right outside the D.C. area, but I don't live there anymore. So
okay.
So get to school. I just see shadows out of the corner of my eyes every day, but I have this solid feeling of something constantly following me.
Uh-huh.
And now I've always seen spirits. I've always been very intuitive to them. I've just never really had major experiences like this one. So continue on to the fall, like the evening, and I'm just chilling on my bed, laying down, no blankets on, and something grabs my ankle and tugs me.
No. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
The creepiest part about this story is that you were laying in your bed with no blankets on.
No.
Like, you didn't like blankets? Were you hot?
No, I was, it was, at the time, I didn't need anything covering me. And ever
That's
since
That's the
that
scariest part to me. Even when it's so hot, I'm going to need some soft on
yeah,
my face.
Yeah, ever since that experience, soft. I need a blanket or something covering me ever since then. And then fast forward to while I'm sleeping, I can't remember if I decided to leave the lamp on or not. I'm pretty sure I had my lamp off, but I had a sound soother. And the sound soother had a blue light, so that was kind of like my nightlight or whatever. Always was freaked out by the dark. And sound soother, it was like crickets chirping. And I woke up at like probably 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock. I'm pretty sure it was 3 o'clock. Everything happens to me at 3 o'clock.
That's what they say. What is that? The witching hour or something? Yeah. 3 o'clock? Why everything always is at 3 o'clock?
Yep. Yeah. I hear something yelling through the sound soother. There she is. And then I felt the tug on my leg again.
Pause.
Yeah.
Your sound soother machine that just goes.
Is that no, what it was does? It was crickets chirping.
Okay. Crickets chirping. All of a sudden these crickets are like cricket. Cricket, there she is. Cricket, cricket. Like, it just, like, spoke?
No, it was, like, someone yelling, there she is.
No!
Yeah.
And it woke you up.
And it woke me up.
Oh, no.
And I went straight to my mom, talked to my mom about it, and my mom was like, okay, I'll deal with it in the morning. So, my mom. What
I'm
my mom
need you
did.
Deal with it right now. It happened right now. I'm going to need you to deal with it right now, okay? 3 a.m. Listen, I'm scared. You're going to be scared. I'm awake. We all going to be awake. Everybody, I'm going to need y'all to get up. Something just said, there she is. They're looking for me. I don't know who they are, but they coming for me. Who got my back? Everyone in the house is awake. That's how I'm handling this situation.
Yeah. So my mom goes and talks with her spirit guide. Now, spirit guide talk is a type of meditation, and you have to do a bunch of sessions to actually figure out who your spirit guide is, and it is like talking to your guardian angels.
Mm-hmm. And so your mom had previously done the work of like meditating and whatever it takes to like get to the place where you go in deep, and then you meet your spirit guide. Or is that how it works? You meet your spirit guide?
My mom has done a bunch of Reiki sessions and spirit guide sessions where she was intuitive into it. And she had a connection with her spirit guide. She had a bond with her spirit guide. So her spirit guide was able to help her help me. So we were able to sage the room, and the spirit guide told my mom there were two things that were bothering me. The spirit of a child had attached itself to me from the graveyard. And it attached itself because I had, at the time, a very motherly soul in presence. And it was saying that, like, it was looking for its mom. So we were able to easily get that one to move on.
Right.
The other thing, however, this was already at my house. And it was, it's not necessarily demonic, but it is a dark entity. Crazy part is I've been seeing it in my room, in my closet, in the reflection of my TV ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I used to have, you know, it was like back in like the 90s, early 2000s, you could put like the little dangly beads in the doorways and get rid of the door. And that's like kind of the door. Yeah. I had silver stars, and I just had like a little piece of it in my closet. And there was no vent, nothing, and those stars would move on their own all the time, all the time. And it was always cold in that corner by the stars. Mm-mm. And because we think it was the spirit of the child that triggered the dark entity to like kind of attack, my mom had to figure out protection color. And ironically, it's actually the shirt that I'm wearing. A lot of my stuff is this color.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that like a soft blue, soft teal?
It's a teal blue. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I'm like thoroughly obsessed with this color. Like I got the iPhone 11 that's like that greenish teal blue. A lot of, one of my notebooks is that teal blue.
I love that.
And it's just, I've always been drawn to that color. So, and that's what my mom told me. She was like, your protection color is usually a color that you are drawn to a lot.
Wow.
So we had to redecorate my room completely to wipe out the energy. I was in the process of making my room into like a treehouse. So my walls were like a dark poop color brown. And I was planning on painting my ceiling like a lime green and putting leaf decals because I wanted it to look like a treehouse.
Okay.
Well, the dark colors were encouraging dark energy. So we had to redecorate and redo the entire room, and we ended up painting my walls white. So, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, open, free, airy white. I like it.
I didn't like it. I wanted the dark. It helped me.
I hear you.
But another thing was my mom made sure that I had this mirror. It was like a little tiny mirror that had little teal stones around it for the protection color. But we put it right next to my door above the light switch. So anything that was passing through my room could exit through mirrors. Mirrors are passageways. Hmm. And it could go through the mirror, but it could not come back because there was not a mirror on the other side for it to go through.
Oh, trickery.
And that it helped a lot. And actually that mirror is still in that same spot today at my mom's house.
Whoa, that's nuts, bro.
I've had a lot more crazier stuff happen since then. So,
I can imagine. Well, thank you for sharing these stories, and message me and tell me your other stories too. And maybe we can have you on in another episode and share more stories.
That'll be fun. And I'll send you a picture of, a room downstairs in my basement where my roommate left three white random candles in the center where she did a seance.
First of all, next time you get a roommate, I'm going to need you to put in your Craigslist ad, no seances in my house, please. Rules are, I'm going to need you to be female. I'm going to need you to be clean. I'm going to need you to pay your rent on time. I'm going to need you to not do seances. Like, that's just in the ad next time.
We're not getting roommates anymore. It's me and my husband and soon to be our two kids.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your stories. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. I had fun.
DM me that photo. I want to see it.
I will. I definitely will. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys. That was our last story for this week's episode of Ghost Stories with Angela. We did it on Wednesday today. I saw a couple of people commenting, being like, what? I didn't know it was today. It was supposed to be Fridays. We did it Wednesday today because I'm not available Friday and I didn't want to postpone it for a week. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it Wednesday. Also, my friend leaves town for a little bit, so this is mine and Erica's last ghost story.
We got crazy. Did. Who knew?
We had some bots in our live tonight. We had some trolls.
People are crazier on Wednesday than Friday.
I know. You would have fun.
I was upside down.
My mom left a comment. I had a creeper running across the roof. Mom, is that a real story, or is that the one time me and Mitchell scared you at my old condo? One time my mom came to visit, and she was sleeping in the guest room, and I had a condo at the time, and ours was the top floor condo, so above us was the roof of the building, right? So my brother went onto the roof of the building and then walked over to where he thought my mom's room was, where she was sleeping, and he got like a can of beans and rolled the beans across. He rolled the beans across the roof of the building and it went over my mom. And then my mom comes to my room and she opens the door. And like, it's a late at night. And she opens the door. And she's like, "Patch." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "I heard something on the roof." But I knew it was Mitchell. And I was like, "What? No, it's nothing. What are you? It's you're being crazy." That's funny. Sorry about that, Mom. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining this episode of Ghost Stories with Angela. I saw a few people in here saying, I have a story. So you can click the link in my bio on Instagram, and that'll take you to submit a ghost story on my website. So you can submit your ghost story, and then I can put you on another episode if you guys want to be on this episode and share your ghost stories or premonition stories or crazy miracle angel stories, like any of that kind of stuff. Let's talk about it. I'm into it. Let's go. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Bye.